My family is very religious. We used to go to a big church in town every week, but the government shut that down because they said it was too dangerous. So my family decided to form their own church, which was allowed as long as it was small and no singing was allowed. Well, we made it just under the limit, too, including all my aunts and uncles and cousins and the groom. And we weren't going to be doing any singing either. Just a whole lot of orgasmic screaming towards the culmination of my wedding celebration. The only thing that might be illegal was we weren't going to be wearing masks because that got in the way of all the good cocksucking and cunt eating that was going to be going on. You see, it was my family tradition that all the girls in the family got married when they were 18. My daddy said there was no sense in wasting any money on a college education for a girl because all they taught was man-hating crap anyway, especially unless you were good at math and science, which none of us were. Are you kidding me? Shoot, all we were good at was fucking and sucking and making babies. That's probably why we were so poor. Except things had gotten better lately when the government came to the shack and said we were going to be rich because we had gas. Oh, phew. It took me a minute to figure out that he was talking about our shale rock instead of Papa after he'd eaten some of Mommy's burritos. But I digress. I was going to get married today to the most wonderful man in the world. He was tall and handsome and smart as a whip. And I'd heard rumors from my girlfriends that he had a big cock. But I'd never seen it, because I was still a virgin, and all we ever did was neck and pet in the car at the drive-in. Everything above the waist was allowed. I loved it when he kissed me and stuck his big, thick tongue into my mouth, and then he would push it in and out, further and deeper into my mouth, and said that was how he was going to fuck me once we got married. And then he would shove his tongue deep down my throat and make me choke and gag on it. And he said that was how it was going to feel when he shoved his big fat cock in my mouth and down my throat on our wedding night. I didn't have the heart to tell him that he would have to wait his turn, but he could watch while Papa and my uncles and cousins took me right in front of his eyes on our wedding night. While he was kissing me, his hands would be moving all around my upper body, feeling my tits through my tight, white, sleeveless knit top. I was very busty, and Mama had a hard time buying clothes for me that would fit. She would order something that looked okay in the models in the Sears catalog, but when it arrived in the mail and I tried it on, it was always too tight across my bust, and it showed my nipples, which were always hard because they were always rubbing against the fabric of my tops. And the necklines were always too low, too, because of the weight of my big, huge mammaries. It pulled it down. I remember one time Mama got me one of those white, elastic-sized, off-the-shoulder tops, like what the Mexican girls wore, and it barely contained my tits. Mama had to sew a rope on each side and tie it around my neck just to make sure the top stayed up and covered my tits. But even then, you could see my deep cleavage and the white slopes of my big tits, just like I was hiding two huge melons underneath my shirt. All the boys, and men too, like to see me in that top. I can't even imagine all the naughty thoughts they were thinking when they saw me walking down the street, my tits jiggling and wobbling and bouncing while my ass swayed from side to side in my equally tight jeans. My boyfriend loved to cup and feel and knead my tits while he was Frenching me, whispering in my ear about how much he wanted to see them naked, begging me to let him pull down my top so he could reach inside and touch my naked flesh. And whenever he did that, he couldn't help himself. He would always lean down and lick my nipples and lathe the tips and try and jam my whole big tit inside his mouth, sucking on it, telling me how he couldn't wait to get me pregnant with his baby, and how he couldn't wait to see my tits swell up even more, bursting full of milk, and how much he wanted to suckle me, and then he would suck really, really hard at my nipples. And I would be squirming around in the car seat, wanting more, needing more. And then my boyfriend put his hand between my legs and started pressing against my cunt mound, whispering in my ear that he could feel how wet I was for him. How much, how that meant I wanted to feel his cock inside me. That I wanted him to stick his cock inside me and fuck me. And how he wanted to make me come on his cock while he shot a big load of spunk up inside my fuck hole. I told him we can't. We have to wait until our wedding night. And he begged me to do something to help him out. All the while him sucking and feeling my tits and making me so hot and horny for him. He said it made him so hard that it hurt and that he needed relief. And so he took my hand and laid it on top of his pants, right on top of his zipper, and he asked me if I could feel his prick through the fabric of his jeans, if I could feel how big and swollen he was, how hard he was. He told me I did that, that I made him so hard that he was ready to burst, and then he unzipped his pants and took my hand and laid it against his hot, naked flesh tube and told me to stroke it, and then he showed me how he liked it. He showed me how to wrap my soft, white, feminine hand around his hard flesh and move it up and down, to lay my palm against his wet tip and swirl that man goo all around his tip while he thrust against my hand. And then he said it wasn't enough. He needed to feel my mouth on his cock. He needed to feel his cock in my warm, wet mouth, and he needed to push in and out of my mouth. He had this uncontrollable urge to thrust and push and shove and drive. And so he grabbed the back of my head with his strong, powerful hands and drew my face towards his waiting cock. And then he told me, "Open your mouth. Take my cock inside your mouth." And so I opened my mouth for him and he said, "Wider. My cock is big. You need to open your mouth wider so you can take it all in." And so I opened my mouth as wide as I could, and then I felt him shove his big, fat, thick, hard cock all the way up inside my mouth, and until he hit the back of my throat, back of my mouth, shoving against my tonsils and trying to force it down my throat, saying that if I loved him, I would open my throat for him so he could fuck my throat and take his cock all the way down. And all I could do was mumble and gurgle and gag and choke because his cock was so big and I was filled with it. My entire mouth was taken up with his cock, and he started pushing and shoving it in and out, every now and again holding my face tight against his belly with his cock shoved all the way down my throat. And then he would pull out so I could wheeze and catch a breath. And then he'd shove his cock back in again, pumping in and out and telling me how pretty I looked with his cock in my mouth and my big naked tits all exposed and rubbing against his legs. And then he would be cupping and feeling my tits with one hand while the other hand guided my mouth up and down his cock. And then pretty soon he said, "I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I want you to take my cum, accept it into your mouth and throat. Then I want you to swallow it, every drop." And then he started fucking my face harder and faster and deeper until his cock was all the way down my throat. And then I heard his grunting, and then I said, "Here, take it. Take my cum. Suck it out of me." And then my mouth and throat were filled with his viscous fluid, and it tasted really vile, and I thought I was gonna puke, but I held it back, and I swallowed every drop of his nasty spunk. And then he pulled his cock out and rubbed the messy thing all over my face and all over my nipples. And then he said, "Next time, I'm gonna fuck your tits, and then I'm gonna stick my cock inside your virgin fuck hole and fuck your cunt too." I didn't have the heart to tell him that Daddy was going to get my cherry, but he could watch. Pretty soon it was my wedding day. Mama made my dress out of some old flour sacks, which she decorated with some toilet paper that she'd been saving. Toilet paper was more expensive than even lace these days, and scarcer, too. I felt a little uncomfortable flaunting our wealth in front of our relatives, but after all, it was my wedding day. We decided to do the ceremony outside in the government-approved fresh air underneath the pine trees. My Uncle Barry was there, and so was Uncle Sam, along with several of my cousins. Daddy walked me down the aisle, and all the men just stared at me in my virgin white wedding dress with my big tits almost hanging out. The men were leering, imagining what was going to happen in just a few minutes after the ceremony when my marriage would be consummated right out in the open underneath the pines. Before I knew it, the ceremony was over, and we were walking through the short reception line towards the refreshment table Mama had set up. Daddy and all my uncles and cousins gave me a peck on the cheek and whispered in my ear that they couldn't wait to watch Daddy deflower me in front of everybody. We didn't spend too much time eating because everybody wanted to watch the main event. Daddy, being head of the church, told everybody to take a seat while I put on a little dance, and then somebody started humming the stripper song. Da 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 da. And I did a strip tease and started taking off my wedding dress while the men clapped their hands and whistled, exposing my bare, naked 18-year-old tits for the men to see, walking around to give each of them a feel. And then I took off my wedding skirt, leaving me in just my white stockings and garter belt. My new hubby started to get up and take me in his arms and consummate our marriage in front of everybody. But Daddy quickly disabused him of the idea. I whispered in his ear, "You can fuck me after Daddy breaks me in. Now go sit down and watch the show like a good boy." Then Daddy stood up and said, "It's time, little girl. Now that you're all grown up and married, it's time that your father makes you a woman on this your wedding night." And then Daddy said, "Get over here and suck your daddy's cock. Make it all hard so I can break your cherry." And so I looked at my new husband and whispered, "Sorry, but I have to obey Daddy." And I went over to my daddy and I got down on my hands and knees in front of him while the other guests gather around and watched me unzip my daddy's pants and pull his cock out. My daddy had such a big cock. All the men in the family did. That's how come we came up with the name Church of the Big Cock. And we worshiped those cocks every day, too. And now that I was 18 and a married woman, I could participate, too, and enjoy the glow of holy bliss as my daddy and uncles and cousins gave me their cum blessing. Daddy told me to kiss his cock, to kiss the tip, which was wet with man goo from watching me do my little striptease. He told me to lick the tip, to run my ruby red lips all up and down his steel hard shaft. He wanted the other men to see the red lipstick rings I was leaving on his cock. Then he told me to lick his balls. My daddy has very big balls. Mama has big balls too, but hers are balls are made of steel, not man balls. Daddy's balls were all swollen and full of cum and hanging down. It looked like a couple of chicken eggs inside. They were so big. I love my daddy's manly smell. It was all sweaty and stinky and musky and outdoorsy. Pure 100% virile man. And I was getting my daddy's balls all messy with my drool. And so I worked my way back up his shaft, raining kisses all the way. and telling Daddy how much I loved his cock, how big it was for his little girl, and how I couldn't wait for him to make me a woman. I licked his moist tip again. And Daddy said, "Open your mouth wider. I want to give you a treat for being such a good girl today. I want to anoint your mouth with my holy blessing. Now don't be scared as I lay my hands on your head to help you take my cock and put your face closer and closer to my belly. I just need to help you take as much of my 11-inch cock into your mouth as I can to help you receive your wedding blessing." And then I felt Daddy's hands on the back of my head, holding my head as he steadily drew my face closer and closer to his groin, inch by slow inch, shoving more of his big, fat, swollen cock further and further into my mouth. I started choking when I only had half of it in, but Daddy just said what a good girl I was and how he loved to feel me choking and gagging on his cock. How it opened my throat up for him so he could plunge his cock down my throat, and he did. Inch by inch, I felt Daddy's cock slide further and further to my mouth and throat until I had all 11 inches. Me choking, gagging all the time. But Daddy just said, "Just relax. It'll be okay. Daddy would never hurt his little girl." And then he proceeded to fuck my mouth with his big, swollen, hard cock. He said, "I'm not gonna nut in your mouth, sweetheart. I'm saving that for your cunt. But I just wanted you to feel how it's gonna be between us now that you're a married woman and how you're gonna be servicing my cock when I come over to visit you and your new hubby." Then he pulled his cock out of my mouth and told me to lie down on the picnic table and spread my legs. It was time for him to bust my cherry and make me a woman. For him to consummate my marriage to my new husband using Daddy's cock so we could bless our union. And then he laid his huge, meaty cock on top of my belly and said, "See? See how far my cock is going to go up inside your cunt when I fuck you? See how far it extends? All the way to your belly button. That's how far my cock is gonna go inside you." And then he took his cock in his hand and rubbed it all up and down my gash, getting it all wet with my girly goo. And then he told my new husband to get over here. "Raise your bride's head up. I want her to see her daddy's cock going inside her fuckhole when I break her cherry in front of everybody." And so hubby got up behind me and raised my head up so I could see over my big tits. And I saw Daddy standing between my spread thighs, his cock in his hand, rubbing it up and down my gash as everybody watched, including my new hubby. And then I felt it right there, right there at the entrance to my snatch, him holding it in his right hand, trying to work his way inside me like he was drilling a hole with a tip. But my cherry was in the way, and it prevented him from going in. So he said to my new hubby, "Hold her down for me like a good son-in-law. I'm going in. And when I do, she's going to scream and try and squirm away from the pain my cock is causing her. Don't let her get away. Hold her for me so we can get this part over with, and then we can start the fucking." And so hubby put his hands on my shoulders, giving my tits a squeeze as he did so, and he held me down as I felt my daddy's cock slowly start to drill inside my snatch, spreading me open with his huge big cockhead coming up against my cherry. He pulled out for a second, and then he plunged in again with one mighty thrust and broke through my barrier. Ah! I screamed at him, "It hurts, Daddy. You're too big." But he didn't care. He just kept plunging his cock inside me over and over and over again while Mom and Hubby watched. The other men gathered around the table, some of them with their cocks out, touching themselves, stroking their dicks as they watched Daddy plunge his big, massive cock up inside his little girl's cunt, watching as I took inch after inch of my father's cock, who was also head of our church, which made it a religious ceremony instead of a porn party. All the men talking about seeing my big tits shake and jiggle as Daddy pounded his male flesh tube inside me, how they could see the outline of his cock through the skin of my belly as he plunged in and out, and how they could track how far up inside my cunt he was. I glanced up at Hubby, and I could see a big tent had formed in his pants from watching my daddy fuck me. There was even a wet spot forming from his pre-cum leaking out of his slit. Some of the men couldn't handle the watching, and I heard grunts and shouts of men coming all around me. Some actually spraying their load on my naked body, and my tits, on my hair. They couldn't help themselves, and Daddy said he would make them do penance for that. But Daddy just kept on plowing his big, huge piece of man meat up inside my cunt. He was so big, and I was so small, that his cock hurt me, and I was screaming for him to stop. It was too much. His cock was too big. And Daddy just said, "Oh, Daddy, it's too big. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, your cock is too big." And Daddy said, "Get ready, little girl. Get ready to experience your holy blessing." And Daddy took his cock and started fingering my clit as he pounded my cunt in and out, in and out. And pretty soon I told Daddy it was starting to feel really good and it didn't hurt anymore. And I was going to come in his cock. And Daddy said, "That's what I've been waiting to hear. Here it comes, little girl. Ugh, take it. Ugh, take your father's holy seed. Ugh, ugh. Oh, as I anoint your cunt with my holy slime." And then I felt Daddy grunt, "Oh, oh," as he shot his spunk inside me, balls deep, and he just held his cock there, impregnating me with his precious seed, giving me his baby. Hubby couldn't stand it anymore, watching Daddy shoot his spunk inside me, and so he ripped his cock out of his pants and plunged it into my mouth and down my throat before I could say anything. And he said, "Daddy may be seeding your cunt, but I'm going to seed your belly." And he fucked my mouth and he shot load after load of spunk down my throat. I was swallowing it like crazy. So I went choke on it. Even then I was burping up cum bubbles and cum snot was dripping out of my nose and out of my tits. Pretty soon, Hubby was pushed out of the way as Uncle Barry forced his huge cock inside my mouth. And then Uncle Sam shoved Daddy out of the way and said, "She's 18 now. I've been wanting to screw her for a long time, and now I got my chance." As he shoved his cock inside my snatch after Daddy pulled out, using my daddy's cum as lube. Uncle Sam's cock wasn't very big, but he thought it was, and so he acted like a big prick most of the time. Uncle Barry really did have a big cock, though, and I loved the way he was fucking my face as Hubby watched, him being all pooped out after just one load. Then my other uncles and cousins got into the act, too, some of them rubbing their cocks all over my tits and nipples, guiding their hands out of their cocks, my hands onto their cocks so I could stroke them while they were waiting for Barry and Sam to finish. As soon as Uncle Sam shot his puny wad in my cunt, Uncle Hugo shoved him aside and plunged his meaty fuck stick up inside my gash. Well, Cousin Phil fucked my tits, and then he jacked his cock off all over my face, covering my face with his spunk. I opened my mouth for him, but Cousin Phil never could aim that thing right. It was probably the sun reflecting off his tinfoil hat he always wore to keep the aliens away that ruined his aim. My marriage was getting consummated pretty good when Cousin Bill said he wasn't putting his dick where everybody else had been. He wanted virgin territory, and I still had one hole that hadn't been used yet. And so we told Cousin Dick to get underneath me and flip me over so he could pound my asshole while Dick pounded my cunt with his dick. Cousin Bill had a huge cock, a 9-inch whopper that was as thick around as a tree stump. And so it felt as he tried to shove that monster up inside my asshole. Ooh, I was being DP'd. And then I was made airtight when Cousin Mike decided it was his turn to fuck my face. And so I sucked his big cock as Dick and Bill pounded my other holes. I was getting so much loving from the men in my family that Mama had to eat my cunt just to clean me up in between times. And then we started in all over again. I was pretty tired by the time the wedding celebration was over. Hubby wanted to fuck me so he could consummate our marriage too. But I just told him I had a headache. But it wasn't really my head that ached. It was my cunt and my ass and my mouth. But I don't know. I figured he should just get used to hearing that phrase because I was probably going to be using it quite a bit around him.